Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the annual Gloucestershire cheese chasing competition took place during the week, where people fling themselves down Cooper's Hill after a wheel of cheese. Now, that might sound like harmless fun, but if you look up any of the pictures online, you'll get an idea of just how dangerous it can be. German man Tom Kopke was one of the winners this year, and he won last year as well. Tom, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
And congratulations to you on winning 2 years in a row. Could you describe this race to us? How long does it go on for, and how dangerous is it, do you think?
The race started, I think, 500 years ago, or maybe even longer, so it's a really long tradition. And they have this really steep hill in Brockworth, Gloucester. And the tradition is that they roll this cheese down the hill, and then the people chase after it. But the thing is, if you don't see the hill in person, you can't imagine how steep it is. I think it has an average steepness of 45 degrees, which is absolute madness. So that's why it's so dangerous, because you pick up insane speeds and tumble down. And of course, this year there has been a lot of injuries because the ground wasn't muddy, because it was very dry. So the ground is very hard. That's why when you hit the floor, people break bones and take away all kind of injuries.
Yeah, and did you receive any injuries yourself this year?
Yeah, unfortunately, I got a cracked rib or broken rib. Because I flew through the air on one of my falls.
I think I saw that. That was quite dramatic, the way you... I'm astounded you managed to get back up again.
Yeah. No, I didn't quite actually manage to get up again. I kept on tumbling down the rest of the hill.
Ah, right.
But luckily, I still finished first.
Okay. And the aim isn't to catch the cheese. It's just to get to the bottom of the hill first.
Yeah, catching the cheese would be impossible, because by the time it starts, it picks up insane speeds. And I think it even reaches more than 100 kilometers when it's at the bottom of the hill. So you just have to be the first person at the bottom.
Yeah. And do you have a particular technique, given that you have won it twice in a row?
I think it's just a fair bit of stupidity, and I think you need to have absolutely no fear of absolutely sending it down that hill, and then you have a good chance of winning. Because most people, when they sit there at the start line and look down that hill, fear consumes them. So if you get a head start, you have a pretty good chance of walking away with the cheese.
Okay, see, people see how steep the hill is, and then they suddenly think, maybe I'll be a bit more cautious running down this hill.
Yes, yes.
And so why is it that you don't get afraid and you don't fear for your own life, Tom?
I feel like I have an unfair advantage in that regard, because I run a YouTube channel where I do all kinds of crazy adventures. I just recently jumped over a live bull in Spain. So I would say I have my tolerance for risk is a bit higher than the average person running down that hill.
Yeah. You also do, I was interested to read, you do extreme ironing. What is extreme ironing?
That was just a fun little video. Extreme ironing is a sport where you take your ironing board to the most extreme and exotic locations. And we climbed a, I think, 3,000 meter high mountain in Austria, and took our ironing board. And to get right on the top, we made a shot with the ironing board.
Okay. Yeah. But do you do actually any ironing when you get up there?
No, it's just for the video. It's just for fun.
Okay. All right. Okay. So because I'm wondering, there's all sort of, you know, problems there about where do you plug in the iron? What are you ironing when you're up there? It'll be all creased by the time you get back down again anyway. So
True. Also, people do it underwater. So the point of the ironing is just to get the shot with the ironing board in an absurd location, not the ironing itself.
I see. Do your family fear for your life, Tom? Do they worry about this kind of thing?
I guess so, but they've also gotten used to it. So the more videos I publish with crazy things I do, the less they worry about me.
Yeah.
They just think I'm going to be fine.
Okay, as long as you keep winning, you'll be all right. Is that their logic there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Now you've done the cheese chasing twice. Are you going to keep doing that one?
That's a difficult one. Last year, I said in all the interviews that I want to defend my title. And I did that. But this year, I got a lot more injuries than last year because the hill was dry and I was way faster than last year. So I'm not sure if I want to risk my life for that cheese one more time.
Oh.
But I will see in 10 months how I feel about it. And then I think I will make a spontaneous decision.
Okay, that's probably... But what I'm getting there is that maybe you now are a little bit fearful.
What? Come again?
What I'm getting from that is that perhaps you might be a little bit afraid.
Yeah, you're right. After my big fall, a bit more respect of what that hill can do to your body.
Yeah.
So,
and what would be the scariest thing you've done?
I climbed the Mont Blanc in France, and I wanted to do it in under 24 hours. So I climbed that alone without a guide, and I got lost there in the middle of the darkness. That was really, really scary.
I would imagine so. And I assume you found your way, given that you're still talking to us now.
Yeah, I found my way. Good thing is the sun does eventually rise. So you just have to wait until you have some light and then you find your way again.
Okay. Would it be fair to say there have been things you've done and you've thought, I'm not going to do that again?
Yeah, that's true. But... I don't know. I haven't really risked put myself in mortal danger yet. So I would do all the things again, I would say. Maybe not the cheese roll.
Right. And you do all these for a YouTube channel. Who films you for the YouTube channel when you're doing all this? Do you just film yourself, or do you have a kind of a team of people who are also climbing Mont Blanc or chasing after bits of cheese?
Yeah, for that kind of video, the Mont Blanc, I had to do it by myself. But I just recently climbed Kilimanjaro and brought a snowboard up there with me to go snowboarding on the highest mountain in Africa. And I brought a cameraman with me, but he was really... I had to do a lot of arguing with him that we were going to keep going because it was really tough. But yeah, I have people that follow me around.
Okay, and when you have, camera operators with you and they're going, no, Tom, I'm not doing this anymore. I want to go home to, my family. I want to live, Tom. What do you say to them? How do you convince them to keep going?
Just say to him that this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if he pushes on, he will enjoy it even more. And that's what happened. He pushed on right to the top, and it was one of the most magical moments to be there up there in the over the clouds with the snow and go snowboarding in Africa, probably.
Okay.
As the first human ever.
And did he say that, or do you just think he thought that? I mean, has he worked with you again?
He has worked with me again.
Okay,
also said that we were hugging each other at the top. It was really, really a special moment.
I would imagine so, yeah. And so do you have a list of things, Tom, that you're planning to do in the future?
That's a good question. I just checked off a lot of things on my bucket list. I also did the Marathon des Sables a couple months ago, leading up to the cheese roll, which is a 250-kilometer race through the Sahara Desert. And now the next... big thing on my agenda is finishing my med school. I only have 1 year left to go. So after that, I'm going to continue my crazy YouTube adventures.
Okay. So you'll be a qualified doctor then?
Yes.
You don't see any irony in this at all?
That's a lot of people told me that. But I guess that makes it even more safe because I know when I injure myself, I know what to do.
That's true.
And I can probably have a good estimate of how dangerous certain injuries really are.
Yeah. So when you win the cheese race, what do you get for that? What's your prize, or is there one?
There is a prize, and that's the cheese itself. That's the only prize.
Okay.
You get to keep the cheese, and I'm going to share it now with all my family members. And I also shared it with the people who ran down with me down the hill. So we all already tried some of the cheese.
Okay. And was it nice, the cheese?
It's not my favorite type of cheese, but I got to say it's better than you would expect.
Okay. Would you be a big cheese eater?
No, not really.
Yeah, because I'm looking at a picture of you with your shirt off. You look like the kind of guy who's never eaten any cheese in his life, to be honest with you.
I do like some cheese sometimes, but it's not my daily go-to food.
Yeah, and like presumably you must have some sort of rigorous fitness regime to do all this stuff.
I wouldn't say so. I'm just like, I ran a lot this year because of the Sahara race. So that's why I'm in kind of good shape right now. But mostly it's just because of being active and like climbing, rock climbing and doing outdoor stuff.
Okay. All right. So it's just kind of so there's no like, you don't go to the gym every day or that kind of thing.
I only do body weight exercises and calisthenics, but yeah. I'm not going to the gym now.
Okay. In between the odd cigarette and a bottle of beer.
No, I don't. I don't drink and don't smoke.
Okay.
But there were a lot of people at the top of Cooper's Hill who did drink, which is, I think, a good idea.
Quite possibly. Tom, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Tom Kopke there. He has a YouTube channel, and this year's winner of the cheese race, yet to be decided if he's going to enter again next year.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.